Well, as we move through these days of Lent, well, we've also moved through the days of March. But it is Tuesday of the last week of March. Well, that means it's a Tech Tuesday. Joining me every Tuesday is Sarah Kenzie, the digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. We're going to be talking about some of the things, well, that you typically get in your inbox. But today, well, we're going to have a little bit of a different discussion. Sarah Kenzie is joining me this morning in studio. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Good morning, Brenda.
Well, Sarah, we're rolling up on just about a year of your time here with us at Mater Dei Radio, and it's been just really an incredible time because what you have been able to bring to the radio station, boy, and all of the things that people are getting has just been phenomenal. So it's been really great having you here at the radio station this year.
I know it's gone by really fast, and I'm very grateful to be here and to be working with all of you and getting to try a lot of new things and seeing where the Lord is taking us. And it's been a very exciting and fun year.
I must say what I have been able to learn just from having you here at the station with regards to posting our podcasts in creative ways that really draws people in. And now the app, I mean, there's just so much you've been able to bring to Mater Dei Radio. So I thought we'd spend a little bit of time talking, though, especially about the app. You know, I had a great opportunity to have dinner with friends this weekend, and we were talking about the radio station and how things are going. And I says, well, you know, it's so easy to access through the app. What this app does for us is just really incredible. So I thought we'd spend some time just reminding people about it and how they can get in on using this really great resource. So first of all, Sarah, one of the main things that we wanted to have when we brought on a digital media manager was we want an app. Mm-hmm. We really needed it. So when you kind of sat down to begin to look at this process, something, it wasn't rebuilding a website. This
right.
was something from the ground up. What did you kind of think about when you decided, okay, this is what we need for an app mm-hmm. for a Catholic radio station in Portland, Oregon?
Yeah, you know, at first it was definitely exciting to think about, but it was a little overwhelming too. There's so many directions you can go with an app for your radio station and kind of thinking through what do we want on our app? What are kind of the non-negotiables and then kind of different things we also discovered as we were researching. And so one of the main things is we want people to be able to listen to our radio station because, you know, people don't maybe have as many radios, physical radios sitting around their house as they used to. And so how can more people tune in? So it had to have, you know, the listen live feature. And we also wanted our shows to be available for people to listen to on their app as well. And, you know, also when I was kind of thinking about this, another idea I had is I had used a Christian meditation app during COVID, like, because, you know, a couple years ago when we were all home and I had found that really, really helpful for me. It was a very simple, easy to use Christian meditation app. And we thought about how many prayers we already had recorded, and it wasn't something we initially thought, you know, had to be in the app. But as we kind of realized how many prayers we already had that are broadcast over the air, it was really cool to also be able to start incorporating that into a mobile app feature as well. And so that was something that kind of came along during the development of the app. And we also want people to be able to submit prayer requests. That's been a very popular feature, actually, to be able to look at our community calendar. So a lot of the things that we're already doing here at the radio station, we just wanted them to be accessible to a new group of people through a mobile app.
Sarah Kenzie is the digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio, joining me today because we're talking about, well, a great app that is available for all of our listeners. If you don't have it, I highly encourage you to download it today. Sarah, the other thing that really impressed me, especially as we were testing out the beta form of it, you had an idea and all of a sudden it was ready and so many of us were starting to use it mm-hmm. to see what worked. Your attention to detail was incredible. And I remember laughing, thinking, you know, when you'd say, well, I can't get it to line up exactly where I want it, so I'm going to take out the shadowing or I'm going to do this. Something that I really wanted to do because I had a hard time with my other apps to do this was when I would go for a walk, I like to play a podcast of the rosary. Mm-hmm. And the app that I was using, that whenever my phone went to sleep, it stopped praying.
Right.
And I said that to you and you said, absolutely.
Yes.
That was important. Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of details and thought you went into putting in the app.
Yeah. And some of these things we, you know, like you're saying, for a recording to play in the background or the live stream to play in the background, that was super important. So, you know, we had to kind of vet all these different softwares to build an app, and some of them let you do that and some of them don't. And our app's not perfect. It's one we built using a software, and we hope to improve it and eventually actually have a whole new version. But, you know, to get us started, we really needed to make sure that exactly what you said. You're on a walk, you're listening to something. We want to make sure that it keeps playing and, you know, and it doesn't exit out as soon as your phone turns off, or even like say you open another app, you're answering a text message or something. We want to make sure that, you know, the audio that you're listening to keeps playing in the background.
It's also given us an opportunity to get great partnerships that we already had with the radio station and then add them to the app. Catholic News through the Catholic Sentinel, right there on the front page. Ed Longwell, we know, and his staff there at the Catholic Sentinel, they work hard to bring all of these great reports and information to us, and that's part of the app too. Another great feature, something else that we added recently, live stream. When we were initially talking, I don't think that was ever a thought on our minds, but then as it began to grow and as more people began to use it, we can live stream from the Abbey. Remind our listeners what they have access to with Mount Angel.
Yeah, so this is a new feature that we just added this Lent, and it's been so great to work with Mount Angel Abbey on this feature. And so you can actually live stream the Liturgy of the Hours and actually Daily Mass with the monks at Mount Angel Abbey. And there's a video embedded in this page. And so you can listen to it as it's happening. And then you can also listen up until the next prayer comes around. So it's really awesome. And you can also actually sign up for reminders if you want a daily reminder of what time they're going to pray. And it's also been very nice to utilize this. You know, we utilized this live stream of Mount Angel with last Friday's consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, because the Archbishop was at Mount Angel Abbey and we were able to promote that. And people were able to, you know, if you were on your phone, it was actually very easy to watch it on your app. And that's what I did. That's how I watched it through our app. So it was really cool. Like you said, it was a way to expand on an existing partnership in a new way, which was very exciting.
Well, not to give away or tell on myself as to what I do, but right during the morning show, that live stream started. And yeah, actually, I had it playing right next to my copy so I could just kind of see what was happening right through the app. It's just so simple and easy. It is a great app. So many people using it. So much help that we got in putting it all together. Boy, there's so many people to thank.
Yes, and I'm so grateful for, you know, all of our staff here, for everyone that helped test this app back in the summer of last year. Everyone who's helped us put together these prayer resources. We've had so many people come in and record prayers that are now on the app. All of our partners that have, you know, our feature. All of our partners that have helped us put new content on the app, whether that's Mount Angel or the Catholic Sentinel or some of these great podcasts from Spoke Street Media, from Ashley Michiké, from Chef John. We have so many great collaborators as part of the app. And thank you to all of you who have been using it, who have been praying with us. I love seeing how the numbers come in when we're, especially when we're praying together, such as with the consecration novenas. I'm just so grateful to see that people are joining us on this app. They're using it. They're praying with us. And I know that you're also telling your friends about it. So thank you for being part of this this mission.
And send us an email if there's something about the app that you really love, or maybe a suggestion is something that you have found would be really helpful. Please feel free to send us an email at info@materdayradio.com. It is a Tech Tuesday here on The Morning Blend. Sarah Kenzie, our digital media manager, joining us this morning, talking about this great app, really celebrating what we have been able to accomplish with Sarah's help. Well, Sarah, hundreds of people have downloaded this app. It's taken off in such an amazing way. We've kind of have a goal in mind. We are getting so very close to that. What we need today, though, is people to download the app to help us just get a little bit closer so we can celebrate. Remind our listeners again how they can download the app, how much it's going to cost them, and how easy is it going to be for them to use it.
Well, the good news is it won't cost you anything. It is a completely free app, super easy to download and use. So you'll go to your app store and search Hail Mary Media. That's the name of the app. And so you'll just hit download. It takes a few minutes to download, and then you can just open it up and start using it right away. If you're using a couple of the advanced reminder forms, like a prayer reminder or a podcast reminder, you do have to log in with an email, but every other feature on there, you don't even have to do that. You just download it and it's ready to go. You can start listening, start praying, start using all the different features right away. And like you said, we're trying to get to a goal and we're trying to reach 1,000. We're over 900 now. And so I really hope that we can get some more downloads so to get us to that goal of 1,000.
Well, if you download it today, Sarah promises to come in the studio and do a happy dance.
All right.
All right. Sounds good. I'll dance right along with you. Well, Sarah, thanks again so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Brenda.